This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Surprised to hear that we have survived through the rain, sleet, snow, things that are the horrors of mankind, to bring you another hour of the DJV show. Doug Steffen presents, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schindler is at the controls in our studio in Washington for this Monday, the 12th of February. And we start the honors by figuring out who's being honored, I guess. Isn't that what's trending, Victoria?
Well, it's all about Team USA. That's true. And
USA! USA!
Well, after the team skate event, which began last Thursday night to a very bumpy start, almost every skater fell during the short form skate. Our Nathan Chan, who is 17 or 18 years old on Team USA, considered to be the real hopeful for gold, he had a pretty disastrous night. And so all these scores get added up, and there's a different, it's like a skating relay, and there's a different event for each member of Team USA. And so it concluded last night, and we secured the bronze medal, and Adam Rippon, who had his very first Olympic debut at the age of 28, which is kind of long in the tooth for as far as Olympic debuts go, he had an amazing night last night. And another girl who's on our team, who now is also an Olympic gold hopeful, I think, Carrie, you probably know these names better than me. Is it Mirai?
Mirai Nagasu.
Mirai Nagasu. She actually had an historic night. She became the first American woman to land a triple axel at the Olympics. And so she helped secure our third place position. The Olympic Athletes of Russia, OAR, which is something that people seem very confused by on social media. Those are the athletes who are allowed to compete from Russia who basically aren't doping, and they are under the Olympic flag, and OAR is the country that they're labeled under. They got the silver, and Canada had the gold in the team skate event. So big night for Team USA. Some mistakes, a lot of falls, but looks like we're off to a pretty decent start.
What does OAR stand for?
Olympic athletes from Russia.
Yeah, I know that's what it means, but what is that actually? What do those three words, the three letters actually mean?
Olympic
athletes from Russia. That's what it stands for.
OAR.
Pardon me, I didn't hear because there was a wonderful technical. So don't be giving me any ear. All right, so who is also excited about Red Gerard, who became the first athlete to claim a gold at the Olympics? You said that youngster who was 17 years old. Is that the standard? Is that this kid apparently is the youngest one ever to take the top prize in Olympic snowboarding?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "My mind is blown."
he's funny.
Is he?
He's great.
Is this?
He's the youngest. He's the youngest man to win an Olympic gold in the Winter Games since 1928 or something like that.
Wow.
So it's been a long time coming for Team USA in terms of men in the Winter Olympics. But yeah, so he's 17. There's a lot of very young competitors, which is what makes Adam Rippon at 28, that makes him sort of extraordinary to make his debut at almost 30, which in normal years isn't that old at 28, yeah. But for the Olympics it is.
All right, so we got this. What do we have as far as totals for medals? I don't mean just America. Do you have a count as to how many, who's got gold, who's got silver, who's got bronze? Or is the other way around? It's bronze and silver.
I know when I looked yesterday, wasn't Germany in the lead for... that was yesterday morning, though.
Yeah, I think Germany has 4 golds, 1 bronze, and they're in the lead. Well, they're tied with the Netherlands. They have 2 golds, 2 silvers, 1 bronze. So they both have 5 right now. And the U.S. is in third with 4. We've got
we have 1 gold, 1 silver, and
2
a
golds
bronze.
Now. Two golds. Yeah, 2 golds now. We've got 2 in snowboarding.
Right.
Okay. So the other thing that seems to be on people's minds is the cyber attack. there's a confirmation that some sort of cyber attack took place during the opening ceremony. Internet and television services were among those things that were affected. I did actually watch some of the beginning, the way they used those drones to make, was that the, what was the symbol? It looked like the symbol of America, but it wasn't really, was it?
During the opening ceremony?
Yeah, the bird.
Yeah, they had the Olympic rings from the drones, and then I think,
right.
Yeah, some birds. It was very cool, because I was like, I recognize this. It was from Lady Gaga's halftime show. They had used the same drones there.
Yeah, that's right. They said there were, what, 800 of them or something? Some amazing number that would be controlled, all the computer operations. So you can understand how maybe some of this stuff got hacked. There was no source information. All they said was, quote, we are not going to comment. It's one thing we're dealing with. We are making sure our systems are secure. Organizers said all issues were resolved and recovered yesterday morning. So who would have done something like that? Do we suspect, or is there somebody pointing a finger at the North Koreans, or just somebody who's there? And you even have to be there to do it.
No, you could be anywhere. It could have been anyone. It could be anyone from the North Koreans trying to orchestrate some massive attack, or it could have been some kids in a basement in Montana. When it comes to things like that, it's just, you don't know. Obviously, they have reasons to keep this under wraps. Yeah. They're probably still investigating, and they don't want to tip their hand and let anyone know that they're onto them. But I guess thwarting these types of attacks is really the most that we can do right now.
Right. All right, so I have a congratulations for you, Victoria. Jennifer, do you know, did you catch what Jennifer said and how she said it that would have brought me around to congratulating her as the former English teacher that still corrects people in their grammar?
No, sing the national anthem?
No. Kara, did you hear the reference that I'm talking about? Do you know the English, the grammatical correct it wasn't pronunciation, it was reference.
No. You'll have to tell us.
Go ahead, said, yes, professor.
Yeah, right. You said an historic. This was an historic evening instead of...
It drives me crazy when people don't say an historic.
Oh, I know it does. It drives me nuts, too. So, both of us are driven
You
nuts.
And I are literally, we're the last of the Mohicans on that one, because no one else says it. No one,
you know,
says
what?
That.
We're also the last of the Mohicans to use the expression, last of the Mohicans.
Exactly.
That's
because
true.
That's what
you are.
That has to be politically incorrect from some point of view.
I'm sure
anyway.
It is.
Yep.
I'm signing my petition right now. Karen and I are posting it. We'll have you two off the air in just no time.
Yes. Thank you very much. 14 past the hour, the DJV experience for Monday. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Certainly, those of you who search, you see the first impressions that people form about you or your business. So make sure that they create these images, the things that are on Google, whatever the social media you're using. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Things show up. We know that. Everybody's had that experience more than once, probably. Fortunately, there is a way to control how you look online, and the company's called Reputation Defender. Go online to reputationdefender.com, or you can call them at 855-432-4886. You can do that now for a free reputation analysis. If you got negative material from an ex-employee, if you've got an upset patient, if you're a doctor, somebody who services as a client that has said things on Yelp, let's say, or maybe somebody's put something in a newspaper article, an op-ed piece, whatever it is, any source showing up in your search results by these folks when they check you out, because as I said, you get a free analysis if you want, and then you want to combat what they find, then you do business with Reputation Defender at ReputationDefender.com. The dedicated experts there, patented technology that they have, will help your online search results look so much better. Be at your best. Call 855-432-4886. You'll be surprised how reasonable it is to get things fixed. 855-432-4886. Or visit reputationdefender.com/DJV.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $15 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 2/17/18.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to some other things that are working their way into our minds today. An important conversation. I don't know, the plane crash, I kind of don't really see any reason to have a conversation about that, frankly. So there are 71 souls that are gone. Plane crashes near Moscow. The crew didn't report any problems. The jet was on fire. So, other than that, it's one of those things that doesn't gain us anything by having a conversation about it. I don't see any reason for a conversation. You ladies,
you know, it was more bizarre to me, and obviously, I mean, it's sad and scary that a plane would crash, but there was a helicopter crash in the Grand Canyon that a couple people died in, and that's just, you know, the comments that I read, other people had used that company, and it felt totally safe, and I think that company's been around for 40 years or so that owned the helicopters, and that's just scary because you go on a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon and expect to see all these great things, and you never expect to crash.
Well, but here's, well, that's good. That's the expectation you should go into things with, because
well, obviously,
when you consider
this thing's going down. Come on, Mom, let's get out.
Let's go.
All right.
That's dark. But Jennifer's typical black humor. She now feels entitled because she's officially 40. She's had her birthday, so now it's a big time. Where are the pictures, by the way? I haven't seen.
I gotta post them. I know. I did not get a chance to post them. I'm going to have a whole bunch of beautiful pictures. I did Instagram. That was it.
It was a nice. Both of you, I think, would have appreciated. So would the audience. Pictures of Jennifer's bare butt when she was a kid made it into the reel.
Oh, I thought it was from Jennifer now, and I was going to say, that's a different
this
party than I saw.
Through the years, Jennifer through the years, and it took her father, after he had a couple of martinis, it was actually Jeff, I think, was the hero of the evening. They were out in the garage. What are you guys doing out here? They were looking for some kind of a cable.
HDMI.
Yeah, right.
I know. My dad was explaining. I don't think I realized the scope of how they couldn't play that video,
From when I walked in the door, Fred Dreyer and I were following around trying to figure out what the heck's going on. And that was the extent of it. 21 after, this is the DJV show.
The
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I popped in town.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour, the DJV show with the delightful talents and inspiration of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, with a focus on the television shows that will be really good tonight, although I think we're probably still inundated. I couldn't tell you how many people said they thought the Olympics was just plain boring.
Snoozy.
However, yeah, a snooze fest. So anyway, what do we have that is that will perhaps work our attention around the Olympics, Jennifer?
All right, well, you do have the Olympics. NBC will have the primetime coverage of the Olympics starting at 5 p.m. But if you want something else, an alternative, there aren't too many because most networks go on hiatus around this time when something big like the Olympics is on. I'll tell you, if you watch tonight, you'll see the snowboarders, you'll see alpine skiing, speed skating. That'll all be on tonight's coverage. But if you need an alternative, The Bachelor is new. Kara will be watching that on ABC at 8 o'clock, and it's coming down to the wire, so you gotta check that out. They're doing their hometown dates this week. Big Brother Celebrity Edition is new tonight. Omarosa has rejoined the cast after apparently being hospitalized last week.
For asthma or something.
That's at 8 p.m. on CBS. Teen Mom OG, you see where I'm going with this? That's new on MTV at 9. And Antiques Roadshow is in New Orleans. It's their conclusion. It's new on PBS at 8 p.m.
Conclusion of the season, a conclusion of being in New Orleans, or
in
conclusion
New Orleans.
Of the show?
In New Orleans.
Okay. Cut that, Jen. Thank you very much. Musically at 25 past the hour, Victoria Beckham and the Spice Girls are back in the musical news again today because she says yet to the Spice Girls tour. So what was all of this hoopla?
They're killing me, these people.
This is so upsetting.
Upsetting. Well, last Friday, I believe, we talked about this after I'd sent a note around to all of you that I thought this was a ridiculous waste of time. And I sent some other things, too, that they, ladies and gentlemen, the ladies didn't like. But so what I was really focused on was what I've always thought. I don't really know that much about Mel G and some of the other ladies who are members of the Spice Girls, but Victoria Beckham It's always been annoying, and that's nice. I'm putting it nicely. So here she proves how she doesn't care about anybody but herself, it appears, unless there's something going on here that I don't know. What is the story, ladies, if you would like to comment further and protect the image of the Spice Girls?
After all of the hoopla from last week and TMZ reporting that the Spice Girls are having a reunion tour and just all the great news that came from all of that, Victoria Beckham over the weekend, she's at New York City Fashion Week. She showed her collection on Saturday, and she said point blank when Vogue was interviewing her, of course everyone wants to know about the tour, she said, I'm not going on tour, and the girls aren't going on tour. So she said that there is something that they're doing right now. They're being very mysterious, but she said, we all agree there are many exciting possibilities, and we'll once again embrace the original essence of the Spice Girls, but she said there's so much that the brand can do, and it's a positive message for young kids, but she has not said what they're actually doing. So we know there's no Vegas show. We know that now she says they're not going on tour, so we're not really sure what they're going to do. A movie? I don't know.
Is she the leader? Do they all get along, or is she speaking on her own and the others are going to be upset with her because she said no?
I don't know. They seem to all get along, and everyone, they all seem to have the same story, that they're all still friends and they like each other. Mel B was caught by TMZ over the weekend, too, and she just kind of played it coy, so we don't really know what they're going to do.
Plated coy. Well, it certainly is going to upset my week. I don't know about you, but...
It upset me yesterday. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
So did it ruin your day?
No, but I was just disappointed. You promised me something and then nothing? Come on.
And how did TMZ get it so wrong? Usually they're not that wrong with this type of news.
Mm-hmm. So, how did they? Is that the mystery that will permeate our thinking today? How did TMZ get it so wrong? We'll have film at 11. Right now it's not 11, though. It's 28 past the hour. DJ V Show.
A whale of a tale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Orcas are free to roam over the entire world to hunt, mate, and otherwise live. But much like humans, orcas tend to stay in the areas where they grew up, hunt the way their particular local clan hunts, and mate with others from their territory. Orcas, like humans, develop what appear to be cultural trends that translate into distinct genomes, mirroring their cultural niches. Scientists are now observing and documenting how the environment and behavioral patterns of orcas are influencing the genetics of their species. Sound familiar? That's because your environment and behavioral patterns are physically shaping you as well. For ways to shape your mind in the best possible way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Four after the hour, the bright side of the Doug Steffen shade, along with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, working our way into your hearts and your head. Monday it is, the 12th of February. Valentine's Day is Wednesday. Week from today is President's Day. So you have those things on your mind. And today, imagine, boys and girls, it's National Plum Pudding Day.
Ooh.
Plum pudding, known
as...
Is
that like figgy pudding?
Christmas pudding, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's usually steamed or boiled. Ugh. Usually served during the holidays. I'm from England, a lot of recipes for plum pudding. But plum pudding isn't really plum pudding because there aren't any plums in plum pudding. It's made with nutmeg and raisins, nuts, apples, cinnamon, and dates. Some other ingredients, too. I guess you can flour it up a little bit. Every person in the home holds onto a wooden spoon, and they help to stir the batter. That's the tradition in England, anyway. while they are stirring it, they have to make a wish. So what would you, who's first of all had plum pudding here?
Unfortunately. It's like the bane of my Christmas dinner every year. This is big in Ireland, too, so my dad always insisted on having a plum pudding, and they pour brandy over it, they light it on fire, and then that burns off. And then the only good part of it really was the hard sauce, which is basically like a super sweet icing. So as kids, that was pretty much the only thing that we would go for, and we would just leave the gross plum pudding behind.
Gross.
Ugh.
Anybody else had plum pudding?
I don't think I have, no.
Don't you want to now after that ringing endorsement?
Right,
I don't know. Anytime you say hard icing, I just, or whatever you said, ugh.
Hard sauce.
I remember having
hard sauce, that's right.
In England on occasion, but it isn't something that there isn't much going on in the plum pudding department. It just sounds like it's an English thing, but there isn't much. Because of how it's made, I think you're right. People's tastes have changed, Victoria, over the years, so. But why would we have a plum pudding day? Because this is certainly not something that is a generic Framingham, good Doug, a generic American dish. No,
I don't know. I was surprised that we have a national plum pudding day, but
it's actually pretty good though for you when you consider the ingredients are good for you: raisins, nutmeg, nuts of all sorts, apples, cinnamon. Those things are all very healthy.
It doesn't sound terrible, but.
Put it together and what have you got?
Well, to be fair, I haven't tried it after it scarred my childhood. So maybe as an adult, it might not be that terrible.
All right, other food news today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and Dr. Pepper have been remaking themselves. And this has been going on, by the way, if you were to look back in the history, the archives of the companies, they've been adding products so that they have a different, you know, their image is of sugar and sweet and bad. Coca-Cola on the surface and even underneath the surface, one of the worst things you can put into your body. Pepsi's the same. Dr. Pepper's the same. So now they're buying up products like kombucha. Is that how you pronounce it? Kombucha? Kombucha?
Kombucha.
Come get it. Whatever it is. Kombucha. Have you ever, all of you had any of that?
I love it. Yeah.
Love is a strong word. There's something about
it is an acquired taste.
It makes me want to.
That's for sure. Coconut water. They're buying up the companies making coconut water. The three drink companies reporting their fourth quarter earnings recently, embracing different strategies, all of them to combat the soda sales that have gone way down. Think about this though. This is the age of integration, the age of people or companies getting bigger and bigger. So there's a rumor about that Pepsi is trying to, in some way, shape, or form, combine their assets with Coca-Cola. Can you imagine what happens if the two of them become one big company? I think Pepsi is launching a seltzer water brand called Bubbly this week. It's the latest one. Now, this is something, the flavored sparkling water market, which I quite like, frankly. I drink sparkling water usually if I'm out to dinner or something, and I like the lemon taste. They put raspberry in it, that sort of thing. Do you any of you like that?
I'm a big fan of La Croix, and some people either love it or they hate it, but they have passion fruit flavored sparkling water and mango and all those different flavors. I love it. I am a big sparkling water fan. It's a nice alternative when you are trying to avoid soda because it gives you the fizz without all the other stuff.
The National Beverage Company owns La Croix, and they made $2.4 billion, came out of nowhere, as Jenner was suggesting, the last couple of years. More and more people have been drinking that stuff, and they're a target for takeover as well. I think they belong to an English, or at least a European company, I'm not sure. But it's like Schweppes. There's another big, huge name. But they've always, Schweppes has been able to avoid the image that Pepsi has and Coke has because their drinks don't have so much sugar in them. If at all. I'm not sure what. Schweppes Bitter Lemon, that's where it came from. But they have ginger ale and all the other things. Is ginger ale really good for you? How many people like ginger ale? Is it just another sweet drink masquerading as something that's healthy? Because ginger is very good for you.
There's no ginger in it, though.
Yeah, it's just flavoring and sugar.
But I do think that somehow ginger ale as a soda has managed to remain unscathed in the soda wars because people think that there is real ginger in it.
Right. I think you're right about that. I think you're absolutely right. Yeah.
But it's okay. The same as any other soda. It's just sugar and fizzy water. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all it is. And one wonders if that's enough. Is it good enough? I tend to stay. Now I'm really staying away from even juices. More conscious of that after listening to Dr. Jack tell us all how bad sugar in these drinks are, in the fruits are. I paired way back. So today I only have cherries, grapefruit, orange, and kiwi. That's it.
Well, and if you're going to drink, I don't think you were a soda drinker, really, though, were you?
No, never. No.
Yeah.
Never.
So, but to replace the juices with all the sparkling flavored, and there's no sugar or anything. They're flavored with essence, which I'm still sort of mystified how they do all these flavors. That kind of freaks me out a little, but I ignore it. But yeah, at least you're not adding any more sugar that way.
Yep. Well, I'm drinking actually a witch's brew of apple cider vinegar, honey, and elderberry juice. That's what I'm drinking this morning. Good. Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Did you go to Hogwarts over the weekend?
Okay. Here's something that I think... this is from the Doug's Good to Know department, as much as anything else. There's a scientific research project that was done at Stanford, which has discovered the brain pathway that directly links a positive attitude to your ability to achieve. This was research done by hundreds of children between the age of 7 and 10, found that being positive improved their ability to answer math problems, increase their memories, enhance their problem-solving abilities. Folks used brain scans to map the neurological effects of positivity, and the software is really pretty interesting. All the stuff was being used now to measure brains. It pointed to the ways in which a positive attitude improved the functions of the hippocampus, which is the area of the brain that is responsible for your memories. The author of this study said that the impact of positivity was larger than researchers had even anticipated. He said, quote, based on our data, the unique contribution of positive attitude to math achievement is as large as the contribution that you get from your IQ, which is really pretty substantial. The research highlights a concept that business leaders have been stressing. Positivity breeds positive results. Positive people don't just have a good day, they make it a good day. They are responsible in their own way. Richard Branson's a big proponent of that. People who think positively usually see endless possibilities. Isn't that the case? If you were to take people like Branson or Elon Musk or Mark Cuban or whomever, I would wish there was a woman in there someplace. I think we could find any number of really good... Why
Oprah.
Is it that, Oprah, who has made a business with Deepak Chopra of selling positivity. The number of people that sign up because it's her, and I think the name Deepak Chopra brings people in. Have you ever listened, any of you ever listened to the things that they produce on a monthly basis that's available online?
Mm-hmm.
Have you listened?
I don't. Yeah, I've watched the Super Soul Sunday that she has on the OWN network. There's always a lot of really great positive things, and I've listened to a few of their like guided meditations and things like that.
Yeah. I use those. I like those. I think it's good. It's a nice team up between the two. They're very well produced, well done.
Do your meditations a big fake, though?
Say what?
Yeah. Do your meditations a big fake?
Are you being serious? You're just giving me the...
Yeah, no, I'm actually being serious. There was an article where... Victor, we talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was last week when Doug was out, about how meditation makes you angry.
Yeah.
Who says that?
The Daily Mail just did a report. A bunch of scientists got together, and they said that they tested it, and meditation, it still makes you a terrible person. You can't meditate your way from...
If I could say BS on the air and bull and you-know-what together, especially something in the Daily Mail, how much credibility does that have versus some
of
the others?
Well, let's see if it comes out. Let's do a quick key. Let's do a Google.
It was interesting because, in a sense, a lot of people do try meditation, and it is very frustrating.
They don't know
when
how to do it. Really.
But I think that's kind of where the study came from.
Yeah.
It ended up making people angrier than when they went into it.
Well, they're angry because they don't know how to do it, and I would be the first one to admit that it was very difficult. And I don't know that I do it right, or I do it right for me, because for me, All it involves is taking a big deep breath or a series of deep breaths.
Exactly.
And stopping whatever it is that you're thinking about, even when the stuff comes back. I mean, my mind is, you can imagine what my, if somebody were able to, well, we have had, they did have scares and do a thing on my mind. And I just had my brain exam last Thursday again in Denver. So, I, you know, if you could see what's going on in there and come away with something, okay, there's something good going on in there. But I try to shut it off, shut it down every once in a while.
See, I think it's good from a stepping aside perspective, because you just give yourself time to go and breathe, and I think that's fine. There's just this Coventry University study, I guess, that said the headline, "Meditation doesn't, in caps, make you a calmer person. Buddhist practice leaves people just as aggressive and prejudiced," reveals to me. It's a funny
so much. Yeah, that's somebody taking a shot. So anyway, here's what's good out of that study, though, in terms of positivity. And I think maybe we can look at the Olympics and see how that sort of an event, especially with the winners that we have, these youngsters who are 17, 18 years of age, what young people see at the Olympics and maybe some other things that are going on do have a positive impact, I think, on youngsters. You look at some of the team moments. Let's look at a couple of sports items here, ladies. Team USA and the luge competition and how others have done. Don't you think when you look at the results here and the people who are winning and the way it's presented, that young people, if they watch this or they're exposed to the information, would come away feeling good about all
sure.
of this?
Yes? These are positive role models. These aren't people who are getting attention for the wrong reasons. They're people who are working at their craft, working hard at something, staying focused, and they're achieving. I think it's a great example for young people.
All right. So what do we have here in terms of the actual results, Victoria, of who did what? Leslie Jones has been added as a contributor, by the way. Did anybody think that was a good idea? I don't get it.
It's hilarious. It's gone viral. Oh, yeah. Her enthusiasm for the Rio Games pretty much put her in the spotlight, and now she's become an official contributor. I'm not sure in what capacity, but that's what her title has been added to, so from NBC. But, yeah, it's her tweets are very, very funny. Everything from trying to understand what curling is and why it's on so much, and I am with her on that. I tried to watch the Olympics a lot this weekend, and it was way too much curling. And then all the way to, she became a luge fan and a fan of Team USA's Chris Masder, who took in a silver medal, which was completely unexpected. He's the first male on Team USA to ever win a luge in the solo men's category. So that was a big day for Team USA. So yeah, she's been, and she has a big crush on him now too. So that will probably continue throughout the Olympics.
Yeah. At least it adds a sense of humor, I guess.
Yeah.
What can be kind of dry. It can be boring coverage,
you know,
right?
Watching the beginning, and I heard Katie Couric's voice, and I felt good about it. Isn't that funny? It just felt like there was a comfort level there that was achieved. 11 before the hour, DJV time.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time is 53 after the hour. Hi, I'm Doug with Victoria. We have technology and then some here to report on some interesting Equifax information for those of you who thought it was over. Here's the site of the day, Victoria, the Pac-Man Doodle. Remember playing Pac-Man, those of you listening? I remember playing Pac-Man. You can check out this new Pac-Man Doodle by Google. Google has now gotten into the gaming. I didn't realize they were into that. Are they? Have you played games, Google games, before? Is that something new, or is that...
The Google Doodle, is that what you mean? Is Pac-Man today's
Pac-Man,
Google Doodle?
Google, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
That just means that when you go on to Google.com to do a search, that where the word Google is always, that's the Google Doodle. It's spelled out in a different way with different styles and things. So they do a tribute to different people. Sometimes it's an historic figure, and other times it's a celebrity or whatever. So this must be the Pac-Man Google Doodle.
Oh, okay. All right, so we get... some things that if you were affected by Equifax in the beginning, you're going to need to hear what Victoria has to say right after this other technology news.
The Geek Out.
Can I
interest you in a flamethrower? That is the newest product from Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla. After he joked about the idea, Musk recently appeared in a video with a rifle-shaped device emitting a large flame, but it's not a joke. These things actually went on sale for $500 each, and to date, Musk has taken 20,000 pre-orders and, of course, raised the ire of politicians and safety advocates alike. Now, we don't have all the details about how it works, but it looks like the device is more of a fancied-up propane torch, and if you're wondering, no, there's actually not a lot of laws on the books about these things. So if you're interested in a $500 flamethrower, I've got links about it on my Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
All right, so Victoria, fill us in on what's going on with Equifax. Everybody listen up, because this affects hundreds of millions of people who are, whether you like it or not, in the Equifax database. This is once you don't have any choice at the beginning, but you can opt out, right, or freeze it. Is that
When this whole data breach happened, which was last September, more than 100 million Americans' names, social security numbers, and other sensitive information was hacked. Yes, the best advice back then, I did this myself for my husband, for my whole family, you freeze all of your accounts. And so that way, if anyone who has your data already, you can't stop them. But what you can do is when they try to use your data to buy a car or a house or get a credit card, then when someone goes to check that credit number, it's all frozen. So they can't actually open anything in your name. And that's the best line of defense right now. So I would still encourage everyone, if you haven't done it, do it immediately. It's free and it takes only a few minutes. But yeah, so the latest in the Equifax security breach is just, it keeps getting worse. The Wall Street Journal has been looking into this even more. They sent a letter and documents to the Senate Banking Committee saying that hackers had actually accessed more than what Equifax has admitted to. Now, we never knew about driver's licenses information, but that's apparently been hacked. And people's tax identification numbers, in most cases, people filed with their Social Security number. But if you're an employer, you have an employee or employer identification number. That has been hacked, too. So it just keeps getting worse. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is on the banking committee, she sent a letter on Friday to the CEO of Equifax pretty much demanding, okay, enough's enough. You need to let us know every single thing that has been hacked, every bit of information we need to know now within a week. So hopefully some good will come from that.
Gee, you know what? I'm surprised that she would do that, because she's up for re-election in Massachusetts. I wonder if this is I'm just surprised.
Well, the whole banking committee, they're the only ones left who can
I'm
even
not surprised.
Put the squeeze on Equifax.
What she wrote was right, but why is it her? Why isn't it the whole banking committee, or why isn't it some? No, this is a okay. If you can't be say something good, Doug, don't say anything at all. So I've run out of time. 59 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.